Now listen here, my friends. Can I have your attention, please? If you're a Democrat for president in 20, raise your hand, just raise your hand. Now observe this, if you will. There's some people from the Hill, and they seem to think they're qualified to run this land. Now, I know you've all heard of Sanders, Warren, Biden, sure. But all of those combined do not compare to the electric thrill you might experience when Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, former HUD Secretary Julian Castro, and Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard all go to Iowa on the very same historic day. 76 unknowns are the candidates, with 110 more set to declare. In Des Moines every week and morn, they'll line up like rows of corn, and most just do not have a prayer.
76 unknowns on the campaign trail, and most of them think that they would be great.
Can Mayor Pete find a way and last through Election Day? Did you know that he's openly gay?
New Hampshire will be crawling with these candidates. Pollsters watch Dick's will notch like it's some special place.
Andrew Yang will give us 12 grand every year. The choice is clear. I want him to win the race.
It seems that every time the starting earlier, jump the gun, gotta run, there's no time to wait.
A Biden run will sure be green environmentally. It means we'll reuse our signs from 88.
76 unknowns will campaign for months, and most of these candidates aren't great.
You can help out the steps for sure. When in doubt, you should vote for the funniest candidate.
Ronald Reagan Building in Washington, D.C. It's the Capitol Steps New Year's edition of Politics Takes a Holiday. Join us as we take a look back at the people and events that gave comedians a never-ending source of material in 2019. And what a year it has been, ladies and gentlemen. Lori Loughlin, known to millions as Aunt Becky from Full House, might find herself on the rowing team at a federal penitentiary. This year, millions of people used an app on their phones to jump on scooters and ride down the middle of highways, which seemed pretty dangerous, but the most dangerous place to be was actually in line for a Popeye's chicken sandwich. And the U.S. women's soccer team proved they don't deserve to be paid like the men. They deserve to be paid a lot more. So sit back, relax, enjoy our show, and welcome President Donald Trump.
Where do I start? First of all, I gotta say, there's so many people in this theater tonight, okay? I've never seen more people gathered in a theater. No president has ever gathered more humans in a theater. It's way more than Obama ever did, way more. Of course, fake news. Fake news, they're not gonna tell you that there are a million people in here right now. But it's obvious, it's a million, right? Oh, she just said 3 million, that's confirmed. That lady knows what she's talking about, 3 million people. And thank you for the standing ovation, sit down. So let's talk about the third great year of my greatness, my presidency, was, let's talk about it, 2019. Highest numbered year ever, okay? No president has ever had a higher numbered year. Of course, let's review all my greatness. Unemployment at a 50-year low. Wages are rising. More African Americans are employed than ever before. The U.S. is not involved in any wars. Gas is cheap. And thanks to me, we're doing so great. The only thing we have to complain about is a commercial for an exercise bike. Of course, now the Democrats, nasty Democrats, they're trying to impeach me. But I tell you this, if I am impeached, okay, it's going to be the highest ratings of any impeachment ever. So I still win. Take that, Democrats. Of course, it just makes me angry. So angry, all this crazy talk about collusion and obstruction. It's stopping my greatness from being fully realized. I have made the country greater. There's employment everywhere. There are more jobs for Hispanics like the ones who mow my hair. I'm by far the greatest president from ever anywhere. What's going on is just not fair. No president has ever been treated as poorly as I've been. I know that's what you're all thinking. And that list includes James A. Garfield, William McKinley, and Abraham Lincoln. I did nothing in Ukraine. Just ignore the left. It should really be quite plain that Zelensky's my BFF. Of course, my instincts are totally perfect, and I know you think they're so uncanny. My real problem is not my enemies, but my friends, like Rudy Giuliani. Annie.
I am acting like a pain. Don't heed what I said. It should really be quite plain that there's voices inside my head.
I was done with Robert Mueller. He had finally shut his yap.
Now you have to deal with all the stupid whistleblower crap.
Just what is the deal with Ukraine? It's just all a liberal trap.
We can't even find it on a map. Of course, if you knock Joe Biden out, you might have to run against Warren, that left-wing harpy.
So I guess my plan will be to sneak into all the voting booths and change all the ballots with my magic black Sharpie.
So now we'll have to come up with a plan
to prove the stable genius I am. I'll change the headlines. I'll start bombing Iran. So New Year's is approaching. And many people have asked me if I had a good Christmas. Of course I did. I had a fabulous Christmas. No one has greater Christmases than I do. I am the greatest Christmas haver ever, okay? But it could have been much better. It would have been a lot better if a very annoying person, Adam Schiff, had not been holding those totally one-sided, bogus, totally fake hearings. So, I have written a poem all by myself. It is called How the Schiff Stole Christmas. All the Whos in Who's Whosville loved Donald a lot, but Adam Schiff, who's totally jealous, did not. The Schiff hated Donald. He was not a good person. On the other hand, Kim Jong-un is a great guy, I am certain. So Schiff called Gordon Sondland, and you can ignore the rest, like Marie Yovanovitch, who I'd say is a 4 at best. Though my phone call was perfect, the press didn't go for it. And Mulvaney told everyone they should get over it. And they held their first hearings beyond those closed doors, because I'm sure all the witnesses were total bores. And the witch hunt went on. That's when Adam Schiff hit so low. And did I forget to mention, there was no quid pro quo. They called Mike Pence's staffer, and she said, who knows what? I'm sure there were lies just to save her own butt. Because she didn't want jail time, and I'm sure you agree with me that jail is a place only Hillary should be. You're a mean one, Mr. Schiff. What you're doing isn't right. If you try to bring Mike Pence in, you are asking for a fight, Mr. Schiff. Now the legend that Mike Pence is getting so much of a fright, it's the reason he has turned 3 shades to white. So I guess from all this, I should make a confession. I really don't know what's the line of succession. If they impeach me and Pence for a pardon, I'll go see the next person in line, President Pelosi.
Hello, I'm House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and I'm here with my good friend, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Now, we Democrats have learned of a whistleblower who alleges that the president tried to interfere with the upcoming election by calling the president of Ukraine.
And if Democrat leaders get a little cocky right now about this impeachment process, that's understandable, but really, really dumb.
So that's exactly what we're gonna do.
So long, bad days, liberal sad days, we are roaring back at last.
No more blue slump, shout it to Trump.
Soon you'll be a thing of the
Happy days are here again.
We got some dirt, let's cheer again.
Though we might offend the red state men,
happy days are here again.
Time to start impeachment now. The lessons we'll be teaching now.
Give three cheers for overreaching now.
Subtlety is not our friend.
Our style is now in a groove.
She'd smile, but her face can't move.
It can't move.
Chuck, if you just stick with me, with Democrats you'll quickly see.
Seize defeat from jaws of victory.
Shout amen.
Join us then.
We will screw it up.
Hello, I'm former TV star Jussie Smollett. And I am proud to appear on this Capitol Steps radio program and to be a 2019 nominee for Best Actor in a Fictional Hate Crime. I'd just like to say that sometimes people just do or say things that are really hard to explain. And with that in mind, please welcome former Vice President Joe Biden.
Hey, Joe Biden here, right? All right, look. I'm the front runner, okay? All right, let's forget all that malarkey. But, and there's a big but. Oh, jeez. Look, I didn't mean to disrespect any of the plus-size ladies in the house, all right? Oh, jeez. I've got to remember, people tell me, Joe, when you get that handsy urge, you should let it go. But I've got strong affection, that's just what I do. I might want to rub your neck or smell your new shampoo. Can you feel the rub tonight? I'm just being me. I would be the perfect president in 1953. Gender roles are shifting, of that I am well versed. I'm reaching out to everyone, just touching women first. People want to change me, but that is for the birds. I simply will remind myself, harass is not two words. If you feel the rub tonight, I've not thought this through. I live my life by this philosophy. What would Hugh Hefner do? Can you feel the rub tonight? Don't want to let you go. I can announce I've signed a new book deal called 50 Shades of Joe.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Thank you. And I can't believe I am, like, the youngest congresswoman to, like, ever be elected. Pretty cray-cray, am I right? I am the very model of a modern major liberal. I think that corporations and big profits should be minimal. With open U.S. borders, there'll be no illegal aliens. You'll get a tax deduction only if you're vegetarian. I'm very well acquainted with the reasons we have rich and poor. Our problems would be solved if we just ban all guns, I'm pretty sure. Progressives will soon find a way to raise the wage you're living on. If you're a millionaire, I will tax you into oblivion.
If you're a millionaire, she will tax you into oblivion. If you're a millionaire, she will tax you into oblivion. If you're a millionaire, she will tax you into oblivion.
Our justice system must be changed. I want to write some drastic laws. Death penalty will be reserved for people who use plastic straws. In short, it matters foreign or domestic or political. I am the very model of the modern major liberal.
In short, it matters foreign or domestic or political. She is the very model of a modern major liberal.
I'm learning about Congress, though you think that my agenda's strange. But we will all be dead in 12 years if we don't fix climate change. My Green New Deal is gonna pass. Big oil will be smarting now. As soon as we can figure out a cure for all those farting cows. I think the GOP and Trump are totally unbearable. Would being socialist like Venezuela be so terrible? You think that Medicare for all is something not affordable. But that's before you met a Marxist this freaking adorable.
That is before you met a Marxist is freaking adorable. That is before you met a Marxist is freaking adorable. That is before you met a Marxist is freaking adorable.
I think it's fine for old white men in government to hit the bricks. This Congress now likes vaping avocado toast and selfie sticks. In short, in dealing with the future and most things in general, I am the very model of a modern major liberal.
Hello. Hello, I am Russian President Vladimir Putin, and I am here to welcome myself. I am not here to ask you for your applause, although I do like it when people give me the clap. Now, I know things are bad because I recently tried to travel to a nearby Eastern European country. I went to the customs. The man asked me my name. I said, Vladimir Putin. He said, occupation? I said, no, just visiting. See, we can laugh, huh? Now, a while ago, I had the meeting with your Mr. Trump. I whispered a sweet reminder in his ear. I said, tinkle, tinkle, I'm the czar who helped put you where you are. Yes, thank you. Now, as you know, I have had great success with cyber warfare. I am not talking about hacking into your military secrets. No, I'm talking about posting nonsense on social media and watching Americans go nuts. So now I would like to bring out my top cyber warfare team. Here we go. Come on, fellas. Yes, as you can see, they are a bit nerdy, but that is why we like to call ourselves Vlad and the Red Squares. Want a good job at the Kremlin? Posting on the web lots of made-up facts.
Weapons, we don't need them since we found we're tweeting.
All we really need is a mouse and a Mac. Content we are churning. Most is disconcerting. Trolling,
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 trolling on the Twitter. I got a lot of likes on postings. saying Bernie's plans will destroy the banks.
Lindsey Graham is a cross-dresser.
Warren's no professor.
Booker's really fat, but he's wearing Spanx. Post a new red herring. Dumb voters, we are scaring. Trolling,
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 trolling on the Twitter. Oh, what's the next attack I'm planning? I've got a great coup I'll be pulling off. Wouldn't it be funny if in 2020 you elect a guy named Al Gorbachev?
You should not be gloating.
Don't thrust machines for voting.
Trolling,
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 trolling on the Twitter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Elizabeth Warren. Now, I'd like to start tonight by talking about my ancestry. Now, my DNA data says that I am 1,129th percent Native American, which basically means that my great-grandmother once rented the movie Dances with Wolves. So I'd like to put that to rest once and for all. Now, as a former professor, I am very concerned about the state of education in our country. And we progressives need to get our message out. Just last week, I had to sternly lecture an entire classroom of students who were unversed in the history of the women's rights struggles. Was I too hard on first graders? I think not. Now, there are some people, and for the sake of argument, we will refer to them as idiots, who believe in a traditional curriculum, but they would be wrong. So I'd like to start tonight's lecture by telling you every joke that feminists find funny. Would you like to hear them again? And now I'd like to read to you from my new book, Angry Progressive Nursery Rhymes. We do not call them Mother Goose. We call them unappreciated primary caregiver goose. You laugh, but this is how I got tenure. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating a fruity pie. What he thought was a plum was really a thumb. And that's what happens when your food is genetically modified. Trumpty Dumpty wanted a wall. Trumpty Dumpty made a bad call. Make it 12 feet tall, 'cause security matters. So Mexico's building 13-foot ladders. And finally, little Bo Peep has lost her speech. Mitch McConnell said she had talked plenty, but she won't be deterred. And they'll all eat their words when she wins in 2020. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Thank you.
I don't know if you've noticed, but lately, it's just been a really glorious time to be in the political satire business. Honestly, it feels like these politicians are trying to give us material. And because of that good fortune, we in the Capitol Steps don't like to complain. But there is one thing.
is fair game. We've got rhymes for almost every name. But South Bend's mayor doesn't let us stand up prayer. 'Cause Pete Buttigieg is the hardest rhyme. Oh, he's the hardest rhyme. Oh,
he's the hardest.
We've got jokes about Pete that could be told. How he looks like he is 12 years old. But we can't say that we found, to our great dismay, that the name Buttigieg is too hard to rhyme. It seems like the Midwest is cursed. Last time it was worse. We thought we were finished. 12 years back, about the same time, we sure couldn't find a rhyme for Kucinich. So each person here should now take note. Think about our writers when you vote. If it's not rhymey, we here in the steps are stymied. So vote for someone with a name that rhymes.
This is a far out Save the Earth singles party.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're pretty cute. Would you go out with me?
Well, maybe. If the Earth was about to be obliterated because of global warming and you were the last guy on the planet.
So there's a chance, all right.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Hey, nice hemp poncho.
Well, gee, thanks. Actually, it's made from the fuzz drawn from the navel of a protected LGBT Tanzanian chimpanzee. Then personally sailed across the Atlantic by Greta Thunberg. Ooh, hey, would you like a carrot?
Is it free range?
Well, yes. And I grew it myself.
It's not that easy being green. Having to remember to turn off every appliance in my house before I leave. When it might be easier to forget about the polar bears in the Arctic than the chloroform carbons being released by my iPhone or my iPad or my refrigerator or my microwave or something less eco-friendly like that.
It's not that easy being green. People give me weird looks when I do ordinary things, like when I compost my own toenail clippings and use them to fertilize my garden of organic carrots. And now using pine cones instead of toilet paper has given me some kind of weird rash.
But green's the color of grass,
which makes great dental floss.
And now with fair trading habits, no testing on rabbits, my teeth now grow moss.
Is that a leather belt you've got on? Tell me how now. Can you kill a cow now?
What? No, this is only the finest pleather that's come from the Indonesian rainforest tree bark droppings.
Indonesia? Well, do you know how big the carbon footprint is on something shipped in a diesel tanker? I absolutely cannot date you unless you are an omnidecaloca vegivore.
What?
You heard me. That means I only eat vegetables who've died from natural causes within 15 feet of my house.
Still want to make out?
Oh, yeah.
My Hummer's parked out back.
The Capitol steps now pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Hello? I am Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. As you know, thank you very much. You know, I recently underwent a heart procedure, but I am fine, and I will be back to my normal volume of yelling in no time. Now, this is an example of why I introduced a bill for single-payer health care, basically Medicare for all. Now, Medicare is not just popular with Democrats. Did you know that Dick Cheney used Medicare to replace every organ in his body? Doesn't have a single original part. Some people think that single-payer is a left-wing proposal. Well, I am an independent. I never wanted to be a Democrat or a Republican because I refused to join a party that would have me as a member. I got that joke from my favorite Marx brother, Carl. I still got it, huh? Now, when Barack Obama was running for president, Donald Trump insisted on seeing his birth certificate. Well, if he tries that with me, he's out of luck, because mine has expired. So, you know I'm running in 2020, but I think there are some Democrats who are not sure who they're going to support in the next presidential election. So, I have decided to go door to door asking people this one simple question. Do I live here? Hello, voters, my old friends. I've come to shout at you again, because you know my views are very clear. I've had the same ones for 100 years, and the visions that I told my rabid crowds are way too loud. They echo with the sound of Sanders. I may not like technology. I may still use an iPhone 3. Keep getting text from someone I don't know. I think her name is Battery Low. But then someday, when the interweb is taken down by hackers from the 1% who infiltrate the cloud, which is controlled by the corporate elite, don't come running to me and beg to borrow my fax machine. Because you should have listened to the sound of Sanders.
Hello, I am Pete Buttigieg, and I can say hello in 7 different languages.
Hello, I'm Amy Klobuchar.
I hear that you are hell to work for, and I have been to war.
Hello, I'm Cory Booker High. Since Mayor Pete has all the juice, why should I even try?
Aloha, I'm Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, aren't you the one who's homophobic?
Well, Pete can go to
hello. I'm Castro, I'm a twin. So on election day, make sure you vote for me, not him.
Hello, my name is Marianne. I will fix our nation's chakras. No one else here can.
Bye-bye. Kamala takes a pass, but I'm still free to be VP. I'll kick Mike Pence's ass.
Who's that? It looks like AOC.
I'm not a candidate. I'm here because you can't get enough of me.
Hello. On next election day, you can say no to Donald Trump and choose a better way. Just go down to your polling place and put an X next to my face.
You know you want to vote for me.
Please vote for me.
Choose an ED.
Or else it's
4 more years of Trump. Hell no.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
So, I recently had my big re-election campaign kickoff, and everybody said it was the greatest re-election campaign kickoff they'd ever seen. And we were talking, well, I was talking. People were listening to me talk. And I decided it was time for a new campaign slogan. Okay, last time I had the best one ever. Make America Great Again. We had that great anagram, MAGA, hashtag MAGA. Everybody loved it. But I already made America great. You're welcome. I need a new slogan. So, here's what I'm thinking. I want to know what you think. Actually, I don't care what you think. Just listen. And applaud accordingly. Okay, here it is. Win the future. So in 2020, think Trump, WTF. $30 million people just clapped for that right now.
Long, long time ago, we used to get our clothes sewn here, and steel was made in Allentown. Used to be there was a way to find made in the USA. The place that made those labels has shut down. Now Barbie dolls are all delivered from somewhere on the Yangtze River. There's no rules on the source there, so Barbie's ponytail is horsehair. Past presidents have said I'm stuck. Well, I don't give a flying Peking duck. 'Cause now the country is in luck, thanks to a plan by I. Now when you buy an American pie, the levy will be heavy if it's made in Shanghai. And good old boys will pay for whiskey and rye. We're the tariff that is gonna be high, just like I'll do with Canada Dry. Did you get a Nike shoe, and did it explode from lousy glue? I could have said I told you so. And the U.S. factories all are gone, 'cause some guy took bribes in Szechuan to make your cell phone for just a buck or two. And that Netflix movie that you got, well, it's all part of Obama's plot. He's a Chinese-made cartoon where they beat us to the moon. So I'll tariff China's crops and cars, their sneakers, toys, and VCRs. Some folks will say I've gone too far, but here's a new plan of mine. You can buy a new Donald Trump tie. Did I mention an exemption if it's my brand you buy? And if the Democrats investigate, I dare them to try. 'Cause honey, that'll be the day that pigs fly.
So right now, I'd like to bring to the stage two women that I really, really semi-care about. For starters, we have the First Lady, Melania Trump.
Hello, darling.
Hello, trophy. I'd also like to bring out my sorceress of propaganda, Kellyanne Conway. So, Melania, Medusa, I don't think there's anything that will ever stop the Trump administration now. They told me, Donald, there's no way you can win. Not gonna let the press exploit my words again. So to get the truth out and avoid the liberal spin, I'll tweet it, just tweet it.
Ooh, no one can hide from your late night attacks.
He wants to call you names and say that you are whack.
I'm not gonna say things that I cannot take back, so I'll tweet it.
But you're spelling so bad.
Just tweet it.
Tweet it.
Tweet it.
Never
on my rants to plead it.
Won't you spell checker?
Grammar's not the right.
It doesn't matter what time of night. Just tweet it.
Tweet it, tweet it, tweet it, tweet it, tweet it, tweet it.
don't forget, folks, there's probably still an evil caravan of bad hombres moving their way through Mexico. Some of them, and I don't know this for sure, but I'm going to say it anyway, some of them are Middle Eastern. And they're very clever folks. They've learned how to blend in with this caravan from Latin America by learning to speak Latin.
They're out to get you, better do what you can.
Stock market's going up because you're a businessman.
Can't fix the Middle East, so I'll just blame Japan and tweet it. Every time I get mad, just tweet it.
Tweet it.
Tweet it.
Tweet it.
Never once have I deleted. Shum.
Now it may sound crazy, it may sound dumb.
To save the world, we should break his thumb.
Can't tweet it.
I want to talk to you about something very important. I don't mention it very often, and that is fake news. Fake news is the enemy of the people. They're so horrible. I hate them all. Like, they keep quoting me on things I actually said. That's so unfair. They do it all the time. Like, they're still talking about the whole calling Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's son. If they really want to explore and investigate the questionable business dealings of a famous person's son, they should look up Donald Jr. Okay. My son made the news just the other day. He lied about Russia in the usual way. Put his emails out there on display. Liberals and fake news say that's not okay. But I feel so proud when he says to me,
I want to be like you, Dad. I want to be just like you. Aristocrat since the cradle with a silver spoon. Can I have Trump Tower?
Sure, someday soon.
Well, when will I be CEO?
I don't know when.
I'm gonna have a good time then, Dad.
He'll be Ivanka's secretary by then.
My book is a bestseller, aren't you proud of me?
Yeah, you sold a million copies to the RNC.
I said some things that were untrue.
So blame Robert Mueller like the rest of us do.
When you see him and me, it is plain to see.
My boy is just like me.
The orange didn't fall far from the tree. Russian help was a fable that was just a myth.
But just to be sure, practice pleading the fifth.
I hope you're not mad, Dad.
I'll suggest the next time you can't be your best son.
I'll be replaced by Kanye West.
And now an in-depth look at maintaining a relationship in the digital age.
You don't send me emails.
You just forward dumb jokes.
You never text with me anymore.
You send eggplant emoji like 10 times a day.
I remember when our Facebook chats were splendid.
Now you are unfriended. Your phone's only 3G. You're an obsolete guy.
I just got a Bluetooth, so how high-tech am I?
But you got it from eating a blueberry pie.
I don't spend time flossing anymore. We seem so out of kilter.
You're now in my spam filter.
Are you saying our sex life could now use some help?
The last time we made love, you got 1 star on Yelp.
I remember when we'd spend our weekend Skyping.
Now to the left I'm swiping. When I wanna go out, you play Fortnite instead.
You changed our Wi-Fi password to wish he was dead.
And the words Microsoft best described you in bed. Your hashtag isn't trending anymore.
What has caused you to put this man's love on the shelf?
It all changed when I wanted some time to myself.
since I walked in and I caught you Googling yourself.
My iPod
won't be docking.
Your touchpad
I am locking.
My pop-ups
I'll be blocking.
And now, this highly educational message from the Capitol Steps.
I'm just a bill, a bipartisan bill, and I'm wallowing on Capitol Hill. Got the unanimous vote, but no matter how you spin it, my chances are remote. Now that I have reached the Senate, still I hope to be a law someday. But now they simply delay me until it seems way too uphill for this bill.
Oh, how cute, a bill from the U.S. House of Representatives.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Bill, I think it's great that you made it this far, but I just don't think you'll ever be taken seriously in the United States Senate. It's a House bill, and it gives me a thrill to have the legislative power to kill. I don't care if you're great or if the people really need you, I'll give it to you straight. Hell, I didn't even read you. That's just how the process works these days. So it's time to take your last hurrah, 'cause I know that you won't become law.
So you're just gonna let me die in committee?
Oh, Bill, I would never let you just die in committee. Not when I can kill you myself.
But I was gonna be the bill to save your species.
My species?
Turtle.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am First Lady Melania Trump, and I'm very pleased to be part of the Capitol Steps radio show to promote my anti-bullying campaign, Be Best. Now, recently, there was a group of world leaders who got caught on camera making fun of the President of the United States. But did I run to social media and call the French President Macron a cheese-eating surrender monkey? No. Or did I tell Boris Johnson that his hair looks like it gets trimmed by a weed whacker? I did not. I saved it for this radio show. And now, please welcome my secret servants. Now, a lot of people have asked me what made me fall in love with the Donald, and you would be surprised, it was not the money. When someone like me marries someone like he, some people wonder why I was wild. It was not the amount in his huge bank accounts, though they certainly are well endowed. He's got something that's right when we turn off the lights. That's when Donald shows me his charms, and in my heart sings at the small things. At the end of his arms, I want a man with a small hand. Don't want somebody else to be my spouse. Don't like those guys who
at Big Cans. Thank you very much.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, for almost 40 years now, the Capitol steps have mocked politics and stupid politicians. We've seen the highs, we've seen the lows. We've always said, what could be better? Okay, I'll try that again. Jadies and Lentilmen, for almost yorty fears now, these Capitol keps have pocked politics and pooped stolitians. We've seen the lies, we've seen the hoes. We've always said, but could be wetter. Really, but could be wetter, J.D.'s and Lenneman. In our time with the Capitol keps, we have seen skeletal pandals Gum and Co. From Dickie Trick and Gotterweight to Clill Binton and Alonica Muwinski, all the way up to the Desert Prey and Tronel Dump. But with Dump being such a bawdy noy, his poll numbers flopping like dries, I'm afraid the race for the Heitwaus is already starting garted. I know, flime ties when you're faving hun, huh? Doesn't it seem like only desteryear we had to best our callots in the most recent erection? But now, of course, potential candidates are all etting off to Jiowa. If you want to be the Whig binner in the Cocoa Caucuses, you have got to hit the round gunning. They spent their summers at Fate Stairs and Slot Luck Puppers, eating dyed fro, dorn cogs, and cop porn. Now, we know this will be a very runny face, but who is it that will give Dump a mun for his runny, huh? Let's lake a took at some of these hemocratic dopefuls, shall we? Well, bite off the rat, there is the senator from Chassamoosets, Wiz Lauren. Now, Wiz, you know, is a Hoyer from Larvard. Really hates those Ball Street wankers. Now, Wiz got tickin' sired of being called Hocopontus all the time. So she took an A&D test. So did she, we? Yeah, she is chart parakeet. That's the Nudgoos, the Nadboos. It's the same chart parakeet as Moo and Ye. There's Julian Coolian Hastro. He worked for Resident Obama. He was the Secretary of Dowsing and Urban Development. You know, DUH. Duh. There's Amy Chobaklar from Cinemota. She has got tight a quemper, that one. I mean, if you fring her a ballad, but you don't fret her a gork, reds are gonna hole, man. And how about Payer Meat? Payer Meat. Pete Judabich. Mayor of a tall smound from the Stoosier hate. Our first openly a presidential candidate. Could we see a laming fliberal in the Heitwaus? Bite me. And our frolled end, Cerny Banders, the lamingest fliberal of them all. But really, Cerny, dut have you been wooing for the last your fears? You're a Kember of Mongrous. How have you been tending your sperm? There's Bori Cooker from Jew Nursey. Big fan of Farticus, that one. And our runt fronter, Bo Jiden. Our former PV. Everybody loves Bo. He's a geikable lie. He dayed his poos. He has to stop putting his mutt in his fouth. And can you really be the foo nace of the Crambidats if you are as old as Weddy Bite? I don't think so. And hut the weck happened to Rado O'Bourke. He was the Marling of the Didia getting on movers of cagazines. He was a lot like Warrock, only Bite. You know, he was Yansom and hung. He tried to be the tenator from Sexes, except he was less lopular than Cred Twos. And that is laying a sot. So is he just a fitty price in a sempty oot, or is he a gelidical penis? It's tarred to hell. But Jadies and Lenneman, the story of my Maury is this. I think I speak for the ASFU when I say, I hope it's not another Curti Dampain, filled with came-gnawing, slud-minging, blow-lows, and Churty dicks. I hope they take the rye hoed. I hope they remember when they logo you ho guy. After all, we all need a hand grope for the future. Yankthu. Thank you very much. Thanks very much, everybody. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have made a lot of jokes in our show tonight about our nation's politics, and as 2019 comes to a close, we're left with the same thought we've had for the last 3 years.
Oh, Canada, could we come live with you?
It's clear to us America is screwed.
You all are nice, that much we do know.
And you've got Justin Trudeau.
We will sell our cars, oh, Canada, and drive Zambonis to our shows.
Please let us come. We love Montreal. Oh, Canada, oh, let us join you.
Capital Steps radio show was taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, thanks to the Capital Steps cast. Tonight's performers, who prefer to remain anonymous, are Tracy Stevens, Dolores King-Williams, Jack Rolls, Kevin Corbett, Corey Harris, and me, Brian Ash, all accompanied by the fabulous Lenny Williams. We'd like to thank our technical crew, Greg Hammond, John Simler, Chaitin Kinkaramath, and Robert Littman. The Capital Steps' latest CD is called The Lion Kings. It's available at capitalstep.com. Makes a great belated Christmas gift for people you don't care very much about. We're always looking for friends on Facebook, but it's better if you come see us in three dimensions. If you're ever in Washington, D.C., come see us here at the Ronald Reagan Building. We travel all over. It's all at capitalsteps.com. Thanks for listening.